up next on American Restoration.
I came down today to get my batting machine restored by Rick.
The balls used to go pretty fast.
Those guys in the field losing heads and arms,
it looks more like a shooting gallery in there. And it's really going to complicate this restoration.
What's going on? You're late.
Truck's You're getting... late. Truck's You're
getting...
late.
Truck's giving me problems.
You're late. You know, why don't you shut the f*** up for a minute?
A customer wants me to take a look at an old piece of automobilia that he'd like to get restored.
It's in decent shape, except rusted solid.
Now that will be hard to restore.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Today, I have a guy coming in from the Santa Cruz Boardwalk.
Hey, was that a long drive or what?
He wants me to take a look at something he might possibly want me to restore.
Let's see what you got.
Well, let's take
a
look.
I'm dying to see this. Oh, man, that is bad.
I came down to Las Vegas today to get my scientific batting machine restored by Rick.
Wow. Where'd you get this?
We have a big, huge arcade.
Uh-huh.
And this was in the arcade from when we bought it around 1941 until we took it out in probably about 1960 sometime. And I got stuck up in the attic.
Isn't that like the oldest boardwalk around?
It's one of the oldest.
Yeah.
It certainly is. We're 104 years old.
Wow. This thing is so cool. And it reminds me of the 1940s and how baseball was such a big deal back then. This is definitely what you'd call classic Americana.
I'm noticing
a few heads are missing.
Yeah. And legs and several other body parts.
Like the balls used to go pretty fast in here. It like used to be a wooden one, but we changed it to steel.
This game was not designed for steel balls. And over the years, it caused some serious damage. It looks more like a shooting gallery in there. And it's really going to complicate this restoration.
You know, when I was a kid, everything was projectile that I used to love doing.
Because it
you know,
was fun.
You'd hit a baseball and it'd go flying. You'd shoot a gun and actually throw something out, hit a duck or something like that. I mean, this thing, the ball comes down and boom.
What's in the bag?
I don't know. Let's look. So you can tell it's early. I mean, it's definitely early. This is how the ball came up.
And it would open this up, allowing just one ball to come in here, and then it...
Boom, run it in there, go down the chute, get smacked back, and the balls fly up into the upper level there.
This game is no joke. There's a lot we gotta do to get this thing back to the way it was over 70 years ago.
So how are you seeing this thing done?
I'd like to see it totally restored to its original state.
Once I get it all stripped apart, we gotta make sure each one of those little mechanisms in the back
right.
are all working. Then there's some things I gotta duplicate. So the guy missing the leg and the guy missing the leg and the head, I'm gonna have to cast it and then hand paint each piece. Then we gotta do a lot of artwork inside here. I bet I have 60 hours, maybe even 80 hours in this thing. You're probably looking at about 10,000.
Dollars?
Believe me, it's a lot of work.
No break on that?
It looks like you got plenty of breaks here. This guy and this guy's got tons of breaks.
Yeah, right, that's true. I'm good.
Awesome.
It's a deal.
I can't wait. Thank you very much for bringing that in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork. And then, Tyler, put it in the line.
When Rick told me it was going to be $10,000, I was a little surprised, but I'll be very excited to have it restored so people will have an opportunity to enjoy it.
Bradley!
I don't know why, but Kyle and Cowboy are showing up pretty darn late for work this morning. You know what they say, time is money, and there's one thing I don't like losing, that's money.
Morning.
Morning.
What's going on? You're late.
I'm not on time.
You're on time for what? The ride?
For my ride.
What happened?
You're late.
Truck's giving me problems.
You're late.
I don't know what it is. It stalled on me. Couldn't get it going.
All right. Get to work. Get started. Get something done.
Pitch me a ball, Tyler.
You're so close every time.
Hurry up.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Seeing if the game works. You suck, Brettley.
Seeing if the game works?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Quit messing around. This is very expensive.
Yeah!
Damn it!
You guys are off. Let's come
on. I was in the high stands.
I got to work pretty late today because my damn truck broke down. Now Rick has me working with Dumb and Dumber on this baseball game.
Take a picture far away, then work in close so we know what we're looking at.
All right, down there.
I'm calm, real calm. Free?
Yeah.
Oh, looks like a spider web of wires.
Oh, that's nice, they disconnected all the wires. We don't know how they got it marked. The inside of this thing is a complete mess. This could be a real nightmare.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Rick.
What's up, babe?
Jack's here.
Oh, okay. Today I got a guy coming in that wants me to take a look at an old piece of automobilia that he'd like to get restored.
Wow, that thing is cool looking.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to get my Weaver tire changer restored.
Where'd you find it?
I'm a real estate agent who specializes in historic neighborhoods.
Oh.
And a couple listed their home with me. This was in the backyard. And they said, oh, I'm sure you could find something to do with it. Right now, it's just a rusty piece of iron, although it's been a great piece of yard art in my yard for years and years.
It's quite honestly, it looks like it's all there. You even got the ID plate on it. It's in decent shape, except rusted solid. I mean, this thing back in the 1920s sold for almost $50. Cars were, I think, $900 back then. So this was a huge amount of money, an investment for the guy that needed to change tires. Even though this thing was expensive, it was worth every penny. Pulling a tire off a rim by hand was a huge, time-consuming pain in the butt. So this tire changer saved the mechanic a lot of time and money in the long run. Okay, so what are you thinking about doing with this?
I would really love for it to be fully functional and working the way it did in 1926 or so, but I really would like all the lettering and the numbers to really pop and stand out.
Yeah. I'd say we're probably going to have 8 hours on this thing tearing it apart, actually. Sandblasting will probably take them 4 or 5 hours. We'll have probably 4 hours in painting. Then we'll go into assembly. So with all that said and done, we're looking right around 1,200.
1,200. Okay. I could commit to that kind of a budget.
All right.
All right. Deal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whatever the outcome is going to be so much better than a piece of rusty old iron, I don't think I'll be disappointed at all.
Somebody just dropped off this old tire changer that Cowboy and I are going to start tearing apart. This thing looks rough.
Got it?
Yep. Smoking.
Whoa! Now that will be hard to restore. Them things, they'll never turn.
Nope. This thing is a total rust bucket. The only way we're ever going to get it working again is get these gears moving. So I'm going to have Brettley try to get the rust off with the sandblaster. Nope. It ain't budging.
I don't see it breaking loose without being heated up.
This thing might break free if we use a rosebud torch because it'll heat up a bigger area at one time.
Just take this thing and drop it in the bottom of Lake Mead.
Make a good boat anchor.
This thing is seriously ruining my day. We've thrown everything we got at it and it hasn't even budged an inch. So now I'm gonna play dirty. I'm gonna make a pickle bath here at the shop. What this does exactly is the acid in the bath should eat up enough of the rust so we can start getting these gears to turn or at least loosen up. Hopefully it'll be enough to get this thing apart. Come on, baby. Do the trick. Now I just need to let this sit for a while.
We have four different players. We got a batter, we got a catcher, we got a fielder, and we got a pitcher.
Pitcher.
Okay.
I need to have new pieces molded for the baseball game we're restoring. So I'm going to have Tyler help out Ted with that.
We have to take this, we have to repair it, turn it into something like this, and then we're going to cast them out of a modern resin that's basically the same thing that they make like rollerblade wheels out of. So it's tough and it's gonna take a licking. You can play it all you want now, it ain't gonna break.
This is really cool. I think the only time I've ever worked with clay is messing around with Silly Putty in school, so I'm really interested to see how this works.
We start with a block of clay and the repaired original. We press him into the clay, gotta be careful we don't break him, and then we pour the molding on top of him. Once we pour the mold, we let it sit for a bit, let it harden, and then we will remove the original figure that we repaired. So let's pull this apart.
Do it.
And let's see how it came out. Here we go, look at that.
Wow.
Now, we're gonna put this back together. Let's mix up some resin, and really slowly pour that in there. Once the urethane casting is cured, we remove it from the mold, and we reveal the new draft to the lineup.
Bam.
There you go.
To cast this guy's face after me, Ted, you should.
Handsome devil, isn't he?
He is.
The gears in this tire changer have been soaking in this pickle bath I've made for a while now, and it looks like there's a lot of sludge from all the rust that has dissolved. Brentley and I had to clean out the sludge and grease up the gears to see if we can get it to move now.
What would you say this was like, Kyle, honey?
Not quite. If this doesn't work, I'm throwing in the towel, because I've tried every trick in the book. Hell yeah! Yeah, baby. We finally got these gears moving. Now we need to get this thing moving down the line if we want to get it done on time.
I did really good, actually.
Yeah? Where'd you get this hat from? Thanks for your help, brother.
Did you really just do that, Kyle? Kyle?
Earlier, Cowboy and I were late to work because there's something wrong with my truck. Now that I finally got the tire changer gears moving, I'm gonna try to get this thing running. Otherwise, me and Cowboy are gonna be walking home.
What the hell's this go to?
Hey! Can we trade tools? Because yours is working better.
You know what? Mine's not working better. You're just slow. We're working on restoring a 1940s baseball arcade game. Tyler and I just sanded down the body, and now we're gonna test the mechanism and make sure it's working.
Unplugged?
It's unplugged.
Okay, now, when you plug it in,
yeah,
this solenoid should pop down.
This game used electromechanical switches called solenoids to keep track of the score. If the electric mechanism doesn't work, that means it's gonna cost a ton of time, and that means even more money.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Fire in the hole.
Dump. Okay, it's only a quick instant. You hold it on there too long, you'll burn the solenoid out, okay?
Yeah.
So give it one shot, and then out. Good, so this solenoid's good.
Awesome.
Son of a...
I've been out in this hot weather for a while now, trying to get my truck to work. At this point, my chances of driving out of here tonight ain't looking too good. Finally!
I'll be the hose master.
This thing really has to be lubed up. If not, the gears are gonna be grinding on it.
It's a lube job.
A little while ago, a customer dropped off a Weaver tire changer that was covered in rust. If it wasn't for Kyle's pickle bath idea, this restoration might have fallen flat.
That's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. All right, let's see if this can crank.
That sounds yucky.
It's a good thing.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Jack.
I've come down to Rick's today to pick up the 1920s Weaver tire changer that he's been restoring for me.
All right, so ready to see this thing?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right.
I have no idea what to expect when Rick shows it to me. It's been a rusty piece of yard art for 10 years. I'm just real excited for it.
Come on over here.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
Unbelievable. Well, when I first walked around the corner, it was hard to believe it was the same machine. It really, really popped. It was so eye-catching and so dramatic compared to what it was when I brought it in.
This thing here must have been sitting 100 years. I mean, it was a planter at some point because it was okay. So full of water.
Well, that's how I used it for 10 years, so I'm amazed you could even get the top off, nevertheless, get into the guts of it.
We pull that thing off, it's full of rust. First we heated it up, and then we superheated it up. I mean, we got it hot inside here, and it was so hard, we couldn't get it. We ended up having to soak this thing in acid to eat all the rust.
Well, I am so totally impressed.
Originally, it looked like it had some green on it with the gold lettering, but after I researched it, I noticed that they came black.
Well, I think I like the black a whole lot better. Now, did you actually get it working?
This is one wild piece how it works. You set the tire down, you put these over top of the rim so it doesn't move, and then it adjusts.
Wow, they really turn now. That's unbelievable.
So you'd set it up, you get it dialed in to where the rim was right there, it'd catch the edge of the rim, then you take this, and you put it in here, you'd pop it. You'd push this button, and you'd spin it. You could literally spin it all the way around to where it locked in
place.
You came back up, popped it.
What's interesting is that it's hardly any different than what they're using at modern-day tire shops. Right. The concept's exactly the same.
But look at how old this is, and I guarantee one of the new ones aren't going to last this long.
I'm thrilled to death with it. It's going to look absolutely fabulous in my front yard. Thank you.
You betcha. You betcha, Jack. Thank
absolutely you. Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely. I'm going to be taking it home and put it right back where it was. Now it's going to have a real place of prominence in my yard as a real eye-popping piece of art.
We've been doing a ton of work on a 1940s baseball arcade game. We still have a few more bases to round before we can bring it home. Ted and Tyler did an amazing job recreating all the figurines from scratch. And now they're hand painting each player. Hey, Charles, how you been?
Well, I've been very well, thank you. I'm here from the Santa Cruz Boardwalk to pick up our 1940s baseball machine.
All right, I know it's been a while, but I think you're really going to like it.
Well, I'm excited to see it. When we dropped it off, the machine was really in poor condition, and I'm looking forward to seeing it brand new.
All right, Charles, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you ready, Tyler?
Yeah, counting down.
One, two, three.
Wow, that is beautiful. Boy, it never looked so good. When I first saw the baseball game fully restored, I was truly amazed. The colors are beautiful. The whole thing came out just the way I expected it would.
You even got the baseball players all fixed up.
They got their heads on there now.
Well, they look wonderful. Your fellows did amazing work on it.
Thank you, thank you. There's like 7 different colors on the exterior of the machine. So as we're taking stuff off, you would see paint underneath. So we matched those colors.
Even all the little people in the bleachers came out well.
Whole audience. I mean, that's all new wood, because it was pelted. It might have been a BB gun machine. It was just beat to death. He went in and digitally put each little person in there, and the guys waving and the hats and all that stuff. It's amazing what he did. The same with the scoreboard there where it goes 1 to 15. That's a brand new piece of Plex inside there, but it's all been rescreened. I mean, it's just beautiful. Each one of the players, they're all missing heads, legs, arms because they got shot up. Tyler and Ted made a mold and actually casted each one of these men. Once they get that final piece out of the mold, they have to hand paint it. And then your catcher, he was gone. So we ended up making a brand new catcher.
I mean, I'm really blown away at how well it came out.
On the mechanism, we re-chrome plated this and got the gun all back to shape and all totally functions. I mean, every little detail, the little arrow tells you what to do when it comes down, that got redone, all the way up to telling you what to do and how good you are and how bad you are.
Well, it really came out beautiful. I'm really flabbergasted. It was in bad shape.
Basically looks like a brand new machine. It's probably, 90% totally original. And now your guys got their heads left still.
Well, it looks great, but does it really work?
I just want to play it.
All right.
Let's get this
one. Okay, let's get some nickels out.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Whoa! This was a double.
A double.
That was pretty good.
Good one. Good one. He's playing. He's practicing. Two.
Can I play it?
Get in line. Yeah. Okay, here comes the next ball.
Oh, okay. All set.
That's good.
Well, I got two runs in.
How are you so good?
I could spend a whole afternoon swinging at those balls.
That's awesome.
Rick really does great work, and I feel this time he really knocked the ball right out of the park with this machine. Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, let's go take care of some paperwork, and Tyler's going to get that thing padded up and loaded for you, okay?
Okay.
Tyler's not going to do anything, and Tyler's going to play. Come on. I'm not good at all.
I'm thirsty, Kyle.
Let's go have a beer.
Let's go! The hell, Kyle?
I had it running earlier. I don't know what's going on.
I'll drive, you push.
You know, you can ride your bike next time.
Scoot back so I can shift.
Damn, Cowboy, you need to lose some weight.
What the hell are you doing?
You know, you guys can walk or get in the back, you know? Doing you all a favor.
Cowboy! Get in the back.
Man.